WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Online at WTAW.com are descriptions of two suspects accused of stealing a cell phone in the Northgate area last night around 7:30. According to the College Station police report, the victim was counting the money during the purchase of a used phone when the suspects took it back and fled the scene. Governor Abbott posted on his personal Twitter account yesterday that he will cut funding to public universities that become what he described as sanctuary campuses for immigrant students. Abbott also threatened to make millions of dollars off limits to counties that don't cooperate with federal immigration authorities. You can see the tweet on WTAW's Twitter and Facebook accounts. The Texas Attorney General's office has dropped its order that visitors to the Brazos County Courthouse will be allowed to bring in handguns.
And so mostly what's in the courthouse now, well, it's courts of the DA and the CA, and then the county clerk and district clerk. So really it's all those are just functions of the court.
County Judge Dwayne Peters, who supports concealed carry, wishes the ban would also apply not only to court-related offices, but those that handle administrative functions.
I think, you know, there's too many things that can happen in a courthouse that emotionally charged people that didn't have plenty of things going on in their life, and it's just best that you don't walk in there with a gun.
Peters was also happy with a judge's ruling in Waller County that continues a ban in the Hempstead courthouse. Gunfire Wednesday night, 3 blocks east of the Bryan Police Department, has a man hospitalized in stable condition.
3 males and the victim got into a physical altercation at the front door of the residence, and one of the males produced a firearm, and it was discharged shooting the victim.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says shots were fired outside the Normandy Manor Apartments on East 29th. She says the gunfire did not hit anyone else. 6 Bryan residents have been arrested, and 4 more suspects are being sought in what the Department of Public Safety calls a multi-agency investigation in Brazos and surrounding counties involving organized crime and drug trafficking.
It shows people here in the Brazos County the relationship between agencies when it comes to drug trafficking.
Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the College Station and Bryan Police Departments were among 5 agencies involved in seizing 15 weapons and $242,000 of meth, cocaine, and marijuana. The names of those arrested are online at WTAW.com. You can now report an emergency to Brazos County authorities by sending a text to 911. The executive director of Brazos County 911, Patrick Corley, says it should be used by those who cannot speak, for instance, those whose safety is jeopardized by talking.
When you're texting 911, you can't include your parents or your friends on that. It has to only be 911 or it will not work.
Corley also says do not send videos or photos.
We want to use plain language, avoid using any kind of abbreviations or slang that our operators might have trouble interpreting.
Corley says do not send a text while driving. And tomorrow during the noon hour, you're invited to meet the new mayors of the Twin Cities in the annual Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign.
There's a lot of pressure on there.
Yeah, there is.
I wasn't so worried about winning and being able to serve as mayor, but if I do, you better win that.
Brian Mayer Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, referring to Jason Byinski's 5-year winning streak. Nelson will be at the Walmart on Briarcrest, while Carl Mooney will be ringing the bell at the College Station Walmart. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 52 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
So the holidays are coming up here, and you're going to have a lot of people probably visiting in from out of town. They're going to be all over your Wi-Fi. Most people don't think about that, but more people on your Wi-Fi means more devices streaming at once. You got to be prepared to deal with that. Think of that ahead of time. Switch to Suddenlink's TV and high-speed internet today. You can get 50 meg high-speed internet, TV, and phone for just $79.95 a month with a two-year guarantee. It's three powerful services, one low price. And don't forget to ask about their unlimited data plans, where you can get incredible speed and unlimited data at incredible prices. It's awesome. The holidays are around the corner. Don't let your internet get slowed down by having something subpar. Get Suddenlink. Call them today, 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com for more information. That's 877-694-9474, or visit suddenlink.com today. They will get you hooked up, they'll set you up, and they'll make sure that you have fast internet.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. The way our weather has been lately, it could be summer hot or winter cold. So for a limited time, if your air conditioner or furnace isn't working properly, give us a call and we'll come to your home and diagnose the problem for free. That's an $85 value, but if you call now, it's free. Call us or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com and make your home comfortable and safe again. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Bryan Broadcasting encourages you to go local by supporting our local businesses. When you shop, live, look, and dine locally, your tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley, helping provide the services that make Bryan College Station a great place to live. You also help businesses grow, providing more jobs. Bryan Broadcasting and Pet Supplies Plus, What's the Buzz, and the Chocolate Gallery featuring Sienna's Cakes all remind you to go local.
Good morning, 713. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Increasing and thickening cloudiness for today. There'll be a few showers developing late this afternoon. Highs will be 60 to 65. Scattered showers and breezy tonight. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. For tomorrow, cloudy and breezy. There's the chance for showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. Temperatures tomorrow between 55 and 60. Showers and storms tomorrow night. And we'll see more showers and thunderstorms Sunday. Highs 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the high school football Class 5A Division II state quarterfinals are tonight with undefeated College Station facing Fort Bend Marshall. Zach Taylor will have a look at your high school football report. Meanwhile, in college football, Colorado takes on Washington in the Pac-12 championship, and Western Michigan faces Ohio in the Mid-American Conference championship tonight. The first round of the 2016 NCAA volleyball championship is also today, as A&M volleyball team looks for a win against the SMU at Gregory Gym. And in the NBA, the Rockets took down the Golden State Warriors in Oakland, while the Hornets took down the Mavericks in Charlotte. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Christmas tree, but don't pick any old tree, you see. Some have a long expired. Turn your house into a funeral pot.
Oh, yeah.
And I watered that tree till the branches rose up higher. And it drank, but it kept on getting drier. Now it burns. This tree's on fire. This tree's on fire.
There you go. But let's Cletus T. Judd doing his Johnny Cash.
Classic.
This tree. Yeah.
I'm disappointed in myself.
Why?
I was a DJ for years and I couldn't hit that post.
You
yeah.
could not do it.
My copy of Walk the Line. And I tried to say a boy named Sue. But dang, it cooked him too.
There you are.
Another reason not to have a real tree.
Nope, there you go. That's exactly right. That, you know, you walk in, you'll be sneezing, you'll be coughing. Unless you really like them. And if you like them, then that's fine. So the head guy at the Big Green Coffee Monster is stepping down.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. Yeah, Herod Schultz. Now, this will be interesting to see. He's not leaving the company.
Right.
He's going to reportedly turn the company's reserve roastery and tasting room coffee bars, which are much larger than your usual, into destination restaurants. So there.
Huh.
Now, that way, that will justify the fact that that biscotti costs $5 a piece.
Right.
Or you buy bottled water there for $4 that costs $1 any place else.
Right.
Unless you're at an airport. And gosh, who wouldn't want a $16 scone?
But of course. Yeah, delicious.
But it'll be interesting because he really was. He was the driving force behind this company.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's akin to when Mr. Sam died and what it did to Walmart or not. But Howard Schultz was the face of Starbucks. And so we'll see how they change.
Yeah.
And once again, if you want to just have fun, go in there and tell them your name's Trump and wait for your coffee.
I saw a tweet of somebody who was a liberal, and they said, if somebody comes in, I work at the Starbucks at this place, and if somebody comes in and says that their name is Trump, I'm going to spit in their coffee. And then, like, there was one from a day later that said, I got fired from the Starbucks.
Don't be doing that.
Well, and this guy has been pretty outspoken about some political things, and so that was one of the questions, but he said that he's not interested in getting into politics, and as you mentioned, he's still staying on as executive chairman.
And he's kind of like Trump. He's making so much money doing this. Why would you go into politics?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Take a massive salary cut there. So Mark Wahlberg, if you know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, if you're sick and tired of hearing about everybody's political opinions, even though the election's over, Mark Wahlberg says he can't agree more. He tells Task and Purpose, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me neither.
That celebrities shouldn't discuss what goes on in the ballot box. And he said, quote, Hollywood lives in a bubble, and they're out of touch with common people, end quote.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Be true. That's
Mark.
Exactly right. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you telling us that. All right, so, this is going to sound like a war on Christmas, but it's really not. An Australian school has banned students from including candy canes and similar treats with the Christmas cards this year. The Belvery Public School announced a new healthy eating program.
Aww.
And its school association with a Facebook page on Wednesday. Under its policy, birthday cakes are also banned. So there. You can't be doing any of that.
And the thing is, I understand healthy eating and trying to get kids, you know, eating healthier at a younger age, blah, 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 all that stuff. But there are still times during your life and moments during the year that call for special treats.
Yeah, like birthday cakes.
And if the kiddos don't want it or whatever, then that's fine.
Yeah, teach them the willpower exercise. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, Chelsea, you're such a buzzkill. That's an area of personal responsibility.
Exactly, and this is why we need adulting schools. Because then when they do get the opportunity to make a decision, they choose drugs.
And drawing from
escalated quickly.
Yeah. Well,
you deprived me of cake, and now I'm going to cocaine.
That's right. Okay. There. Makes total sense. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. In case you missed that yesterday, we did have a discussion about that. The fact that there is an adulting school that's been started in Portland, Maine by Rachel Weinstein and Katie Brunell, and teaches several classes to young adults born from the early 80s to mid-90s, teaches them topics about what you really should know, like personal relationships, money management, communications, career development, and how to make dinner.
You know, and obviously, and we talked about it yesterday, this says so much about parenting now. And I don't know if, and I'm not a parent, so I don't want to speak on behalf of parents.
Go ahead, I have been. It's all right.
Yeah, but, you know, are parents just too lazy to teach and it's just easier to do for their kids? Or is it a sheltering thing? I mean, I just don't know.
Both of those.
Both. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, well, it's too difficult to teach little Bobby how to cook, so I'm just going to cook for him. Call it a day. Like, you know, it's almost that kind of thing. And that's, you know, you can't blame the kids to some extent.
Well, the problem is that the only way that we learned was by making mistakes. You have to do stupid stuff first before you go, oh, I'm not going to do that again.
Right. Yeah.
And sometimes you have to do that stupid stuff more than once and a lot of times.
And now parents just don't even want to let that stupid stuff happen.
Exactly. Yeah. And when it doesn't happen, then they don't learn. And the zenith of this was the affluenza deal that happened last year. And we had a story about it yesterday. I just didn't happen to do it. But the fact that the parents may not know how to do some of this stuff because they didn't learn it. I mean, there are holes in that kind of learning curve as well.
True.
But when it comes to real-world situations, kids have got to be prepared for that. They have to know that they can't always win. And so when they can't win, what's your backup plan?
Yeah.
You got a backup plan? If you don't have a backup plan, then that doesn't work. Because no matter what, you think things will turn out well, and sometimes they don't. One of the good things, apparently, what's happening, though, with this adulting school is that they are planning to branch out into other cities, but they're also already offering online classes.
Oh, that's good.
So it really is. So you don't have to be up there, and it doesn't have to necessarily start in your city. But, again, you had the texter yesterday who mentioned, that's what Scouts does.
Yep.
I just don't want this to be the sort of thing that becomes such a necessity that it becomes, like, government-funded and that people eventually start to think, we need this.
No, we need this for our kids. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
That the task of purpose, Mark Wahlberg did an interview for?
Yes.
Right? It's a veteran-run news organization online.
I had no idea what that was. Awesome. Thank you for letting me know about that. I appreciate that. Task and purpose.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. AnySoldier.com. I always mention that. You know, just think about it during the holidays. Mm-hmm. Just go to AnySoldier.com and go find a soldier someplace and send them stuff. Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
So anyhow.
Backup plan. Sorry, we just had a text.
Yes.
Backup plan is to Google or watch it on YouTube. And you know what is funny? My brother is a prime example of this. He, you know, if something, he doesn't know how to do something, he goes on to YouTube.
He finds YouTube videos.
It's great.
Haven't done it since yesterday.
I don't care how they do it as long as they do it and don't just sit there and cry because they can't.
Well,
you know?
Well, that's it. And I was looking at, okay, I need to clean this piece of equipment. What's the best way to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why should I trial and error it? There's some person
who already
done
has.
It. Yes, they've done it, and now I know how to do it and didn't have to worry about that again. I know I do that at least 3 times a week. I'll go to YouTube to see how people do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I also went this week with that to go see the molten coppers be poured onto the McDonald's burger. Which then took me to the idea that you can stick your finger into molten lead and not burn it.
Really?
It was on Mythbusters.
Wow,
you guys. So as you can see, once again, I'm leading a productive life.
Every day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be. With promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
This is Jan at Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during Toyotathon.
That's amazing!
Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Toyotathon ends January 3rd. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyotathon is on. Right now, qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2016 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $399 a month for 36 months with $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 12/5/16.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, but with all of the holiday hustle and bustle, it can also be the most stressful. So give the gift of relaxation with Elements Massage. For a limited time, one-hour massage gift certificates are just $59. That's $30 off regular price. Elements Massage gift certificates are easy to give, easy to wrap, and always appreciated. At $30 off, why not pick up an extra just for you? Visit Elements Massage in Bryan or College Station, or click elementsmassage.com/BCS. Memberships available.
Good morning, 725, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Don't forget that we have Christmas angels, paper angels, hanging on the trees at the Blue Bakers at University and Dominic, and the newest one, which is at the Caprock Crossing there in South College Station.
And I think this week, so today,
yep,
maybe tomorrow, I'm not 100% sure, but Christmas angel cookies,
yep,
are on sale.
Yep.
And those are awesome and super cute and great for parties and stuff. And all of those proceeds go to my Christmas angels as well.
Yep.
So
that,
go
that
get your cookies.
Goes through today, as a matter of fact.
Yep.
Yeah, and you can order them for pickup. You can go to bluebaker.com, pickup, mm-hmm, or delivery, and that benefits the Christmas angels.
And I went by lunchtime on Thursday, and they were completely sold out of that day's batch.
Well,
so
mm-hmm.
I would definitely,
yeah.
So well, I would definitely get them quick.
Do that, and if you haven't picked up, an angel, then do that. And we need to have the wrapped present back here by December the 14th. And again, we thank the folks at Blue Baker for helping us with that. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929. Today, temperature-wise, pretty much like yesterday, except we're going to have clouds today, and then the rains get here. They're talking 90% to 100% chance of rain tonight with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, a high will be in the lower 50s, and lows will be in the upper 40s, so not much change, but they're telling us 100% chance of rain tomorrow and on Sunday night as well. Tomorrow night, and then Sunday, an 80% chance of showers and 70% on Sunday night, and some projections have showed us getting inches and inches and inches of rain here in Bryan College Station. So we'll see. Right now, winds out of the east at 8, 69% relative humidity, and we've got 51.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, as the Obama regime comes to a close, the homeless, invisible for nearly 8 years, all of a sudden newsworthy again. In Washington, right under Obama's nose, the costs of dealing with the homeless are becoming a big problem. D.C. paying local motels, get this now, $80,000 a night to shelter homeless people because the shelters are full. But many of the homeless being sheltered are not city residents. They're migrants from outside D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the D.C. City Council are fed up. This week, the mayor threw down the gauntlet. She said, if we are serving everybody else's residents, we can't serve our own, she told the council. We have an obligation, she said, to serve our residents, but we can't serve the entire region. Council members agreed and warned that the city could go broke trying to serve the needs of non-residents. Now, Mayor Bowser and members of the city council, you want to deny help to people because they migrate into your city from elsewhere? You have no compassion. These homeless people are coming to Washington in search of a better life. They want sanctuary in your city. Our country was built on the backs of people like this, yet you threaten to leave them in the streets to die because they crossed your borders? Shame on you. Shame on all of you. You're just a bunch of nativists in D.C. after all, aren't you? If you're not from D.C., you don't count. Is that it?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, as this roller coaster year winds down, don't you wish there was a way you could hang on to more of your hard-earned money? Well, if you own land, my good friends at Mahindra want you to know that you may qualify for year-end tax savings. So if you want to care for the land you love and save on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, you need to stop by your Mahindra dealer today. In addition to tax savings, you can enjoy up to $7,900 in special Mahindra discounts, plus the industry's best limited powertrain warranties. So say goodbye to the tax man and say hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra. Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today.
at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for two suspects accused of stealing a cell phone in the Northgate area last night. According to the report, the victim was contacted on social media by someone interested in buying a used phone, and they agreed to meet at the corner of University Drive and Nagel Street. The suspects provided the victim with an unknown amount of cash, but while he was counting it, one of the suspects grabbed the cash, maintained possession of the phone, and fled on foot. Descriptions of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. If you are in Brazos County and need to report an emergency but can't talk to dispatchers, now you can text 911.
We feel like this is a good opportunity for those people that might have a hearing or speech impairment. If you find yourself in a situation where speaking out loud might compromise your safety, maybe a domestic violence situation or a home invasion, those types of things.
Patrick Corley, the executive director of Brazos County 911, says the same software is being used as surrounding counties, which launched Text to 911 earlier this year. It took about 1 year for Brazos County, which has 5 dispatch locations and 26 work centers that handles 100,000 calls annually, to launch the service. Brazos County has won its appeal to the Texas Attorney General's office to continue visitors from bringing handguns into the courthouse. According to an AG's letter to county officials, modifying the signs outside the building was all that was required.
We've got a lot of security in there, and probably that's the same way with most courthouses, and I just don't think it's appropriate for citizens to be walking in armed.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says he was also happy with the judge's ruling in Waller County that continues a ban in the Hempstead courthouse. Meantime, it could be soon be cheaper to own a gun in Texas.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has put a bill on the fast track that would scrap the $140 fee to get a concealed handgun license in Texas. That fee is among the highest in the country. Potential concealed handgun owners would still be responsible for paying for the class, which typically is around $100. There's also a bill to be considered in Austin at the state capitol next year that would make it legal to have a concealed firearm without a permit if you meet state and federal guidelines. Matt Thomas, TSN News.
A disturbance at an apartment complex near downtown Bryan Wednesday night resulted in gunfire. Police are looking for 3 men who were involved in the altercation outside the Normandy Manor Apartments on East 29th behind Chicken Express.
We've gotten several recalls of a disturbance, and then one was some shots fired. So once we got to the area, we located a 25-year-old male who had been received a gunshot wound. And based on the preliminary investigation, 3 males and the victim got into a physical altercation at the front door of the residence.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the victim is hospitalized in stable condition. No one else was hit by the gunfire. Investigators are not releasing what led to the altercation or how many shots were fired. Nearly $250,000 of illegal drugs and 15 weapons were seized as part of an investigation by local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies.
DPS, along with Bryan PD, College Station PD, and the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, Office of Inspector General, and Homeland Security, in a joint operation on arrest on criminal activity, organized crime here in the Brazos County and surrounding areas.
DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says six Bryan residents were arrested on charges of organized criminal activity. Two were already in jail on other charges, and four additional suspects are being sought. According to a DPS news release, the investigation took place in Brazos and surrounding counties. Officers seized 2 pounds of meth, 1 pound of cocaine, and 1 pound of marijuana. The names of those arrested are online at WTAW.com. A school van that was rear-ended in Trinity County as the sun came up yesterday morning resulted in the death of a 7-year-old and injuries to 7 others. The Trinity County Sheriff says the 17-year-old driver of a pickup might have been blinded by the sun as she drove over a hill and hit the stopped van. The 7-year-old who died was among 8 children in the van. Troopers say everyone in the van were wearing seatbelts. Governor Abbott, on his personal Twitter account yesterday, says that he will cut funding to public universities that become to what he described as sanctuary campuses for immigrant students. The tweet is in response to a story about Texas State University students urging school leaders to declare the campus a sanctuary amid concerns from immigrant students. You can see the tweet on WTAW's Twitter and Facebook accounts. And the newly elected mayors of the Twin Cities are ready to ring the bell tomorrow for the Salvation Army. College Station's Carl Mooney talked about ending a 5-year losing streak at the last city council meeting. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson brought up the challenge during his visit on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
Look forward to beating College Station. Yeah. We're one community, but for that hour, we'll be competing with them.
Tomorrow during the noon hour, Mooney will be at the College Station Walmart, and Nelson is at the Walmart on Briarcrest. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 52 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is the division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If your business wants to reach brides-to-be, your business's ad should be in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride magazine is full of pictures of beautiful local brides and local articles. It's where brides go to find the perfect wedding dress, the right wedding planner, and the best photographer. Advertise in Brazos Valley Bride. It's a great resource. Contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595 or email him at sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
We have an area of low pressure developing off to our north this morning. It's going to draw moisture and cloudiness out of the Gulf of Mexico. We'll be clouding up today with a chance for a shower late. Temperatures between 60 and 65. Showers and maybe a thunderstorm tonight. Breezy, 50 to 55. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Breezy, cool tomorrow, 55 to 60. Showers and storms, 45 to 50 tomorrow night. Showers and thunderstorms linger across the area Sunday. Highs, 55 to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, in your high school football report, Zach Taylor takes a look at undefeated College Station as they get ready for the Class 5A Division II state quarterfinals tonight. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at Colorado facing Washington in the Pac-12 championship and Western Michigan taking on Ohio in the Mid-American Conference championship. Both games will take place tonight. Also tonight, the first round of the 2016 NCAA Volleyball Championship has A&M looking for a win against SMU in Austin. And on Thursday night football, the Vikings fell to the Cowboys in the fourth quarter as Dak Prescott led Dallas to a franchise-high 11-1 record. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning on Friday morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on the Infomaniacs. I'm sorry we had to move from Wednesday to Friday, but we had a bunch of early morning meetings Wednesday through Thursday this week.
Well, let's start right there. Can you kind of give us an idea of what those discussions were about as we head on toward the end of the year?
Well, a lot of what we've been doing is planning our strategy for the first 100 days and the first 200 days of the next Congress to take the agenda we put up called A Better Way and to line up the parts of it that work well with Make America Great agenda that the president has. Most, about 90% of it lines up really well already, because most of what the president's using came from A Better Way. And we're just trying to figure out, what do you do first, what comes second, what's the sequence of events, and that way the committees that are going to be the committees of jurisdiction on these things, like tax reform and health care reform and so forth, can plan their workloads. So that's what we've been doing a lot. We've also been having a lot of discussions about the funding for the government right here at the end of the year. The funding runs out a week from today, and so we're planning on how we're going to deal with that.
And basically, what's that look like? What's that game plan going to be?
Well, what we as conservatives put out the day after the election is that, in light of the results of the election, there's no reason to do any kind of a complex comprehensive bill, because that means we'd have to negotiate with Harry Reid and Barack Obama. What we said is, let's just take the funding program that we have now, extend it to the end of February or sometime into March, and that way everything runs smoothly until then without having to negotiate with the president. And then that gives the Trump team a chance to look at what they want, and then from February or March all the way into September, they can have their fingerprints on what the spending programs look like for the federal government. That's where I think we're headed. Our leadership's been a little bit vague about that, but that's what I've been pushing for as the leader of the largest conservative group in Congress. Now, the president sent over to Congress last week 17 pages of what are called anomalies. Anomalies mean you take a CR, a continuing resolution, and you change parts of it to fit what he wants to do. And, like, there's one part where he asked for several billion more dollars for the Office of Refugee Resettlement, and that way he'd continue to try to bring refugees in. Of course, that's going to be a big no. We're not going to do that for him. He also wants to change the rules of the Export-Import Bank, because the Export-Import Bank board doesn't have a quorum right now, and so they can't make great big transactions. They're limited to making $10 million or less transactions. And so I'm fighting to maintain the law the way it is today, so they can't make big transactions until President Trump can come in there and point his board members to the Ex-Im Bank.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. Of course, you term out as Republican Study Committee Chair. One of the last things you did, you were at the American Enterprise Institute to talk to them. What were your parting words as chairman and to the new chairman?
Well, we talked about the future of the conservative movement. It was really a great event. AEI always does a great job. And so I talked about some of the accomplishments we had, some of the headwinds that we had while we were trying to carry those out during this current Congress, and then talked about the sort of the new path forward that we have now that you've got a unified government with Republicans in charge of all the branches. But then I also warned everybody, let's be careful about the thing that we could do that would hurt our conservative movement is to start fighting with each other, as Republicans are prone to do from time to time. And so that was my admonishment in terms of, quit. We don't need to worry about perfect. We need to figure out where's the 80% where Congress and Trump line together. Let's work on those first, and then we'll figure out how to deal with the 20% where we may be different later on down the road. And that way the American people know we get things done without hurting, without thinking only inside the box or inside the beltway, instead of thinking about what's impacting real world America first.
I watched most of Trump's speech last night in the first stop of, I guess, is what they're calling his thank you tour in Cincinnati. But, what I found interesting was it's not only on Fox and Fox Business. It was on CNN and it was on MSNBC with discussions afterwards. And I remember Reagan used to take to the TV when he didn't like legislation that was out there. Obviously, Trump is very comfortable in front of the cameras as a member of Congress. And as you watch him connect with his base time and again on the mass media, how does that make your job different?
Well, actually, as a member of the House that has been actively promoting conservative policy, it makes my job easier, and I think in many ways it makes the job of the House easier. I'll tell you, the folks that are going to get real uncomfortable, the folks over in the Senate, because they continue to want to hide behind this filibuster rule to not get things done. And so I warned my Senate colleagues, and particularly those that started the House, I call them housebroken, that
they better watch out, because you could imagine, can you just imagine the Twitter storm that's going to come up when President Trump starts sending out tweets at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, well, I'm trying to get this done for these people in Indianapolis, and you've got these senators who are hiding behind this nice little rule from the 1800s. Why is that? That's just wrong.
Right.
The reason I've been trying to warn the Senate right now is they're going to set their rules package between now and January the 3rd.
Uh-huh.
And after that rules package is set, it takes a 2/3 vote of the Senate to change it. Well, the Democrats are certainly not going to agree to liberalize the rules to make it easier to pass legislation in the Senate. So Mitch McConnell and the Senate better get it right now in terms of being able to use 51 votes to pass certain key pieces of legislation and to affirm nominees and so forth. Because if they don't, President Trump is going to leave social media body parts of senators all over the floor.
That's a great quote right there. I think you're probably right. He does want to streamline the process, and I think Americans want the process streamlined. That's what they're saying over and over again, is we don't like the way Washington operates, and that's part of that situation that I think he wants to have corrected. And I believe that the people are speaking. I'm hoping that the elected officials will listen. Anything else? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's one of the things I said yesterday at this AEI event, is that the American people don't give up, I use an expletive, about the Senate's nice little rules. No. They don't care about that. No. They won't get things done. Anyway, other things coming up. Tom Price, we had a great deal happen this week. Tom Price got appointed to be Secretary of HHS. Good House member. He was former chair of the Republican Study Committee. He will do a great job of fixing that corrupt organization. And so I was super excited to see that. We passed a bill to change the way Dodd-Frank defines certain systemically important financial institutions. The NDAA is going to be voted on today, and then the CR will be up next week.
Okay, and then just real quick, just give me your basic gut react on the name of Sarah Palin to possibly head the VA.
Oh, this is going to cause controversy, my answer. Look, the VA is the federal government's second largest bureaucracy. I don't think she is equipped to deal with that. I've watched a lot of good people go there and not be able to deal with it. I think we need somebody who has a stronger experience and more background in what the VA does. So I would say somebody like Jeff Miller, who is the outgoing chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, would be a better choice. This is not being critical of Sarah Palin. I just don't. It takes a certain type of management leadership skill set to do that. I don't think Sarah Palin has that. Again, that's not being critical of Sarah. I want our veterans taken care of first. If you're going to take care of our veterans first, you got to find the kind of leader that can change that organization. I just don't think she would be successful at that.
Certainly understand that answer. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday, but you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. I appreciate you moving your schedule around so you could speak with us this week.
Good talking to you, Scott, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way, from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Yesterday, I shared four simple ideas to help you get organized for Christmas. And today, I have another one that can make your holiday season as stress-free as possible. The mom who gave me this idea calls it her Christmas binder. It's basically a notebook that keeps all of her Christmas to-dos in one simple place, so she doesn't have to recreate her lists every single year. By the time the season gets underway, she already has a head start on everything. One great use for the binder is to record clothing sizes of your kids and your spouse. Now, of course, it's self-evident you got to keep those up to date from year to year, but it'll make future purchases easier because you can refer back to tags and receipts you've saved and reminders you've written throughout the year. You can also keep dinner and dessert menus along with recipes in your binder. You may not remember what you cooked for Christmas meals in previous years or what was popular with your family. A few quick notes can make all of that a lot easier. You'll also save time because you won't be spending hours searching for that favorite holiday recipe you laid down somewhere last year. They'll be right there in the binder where you can find them. So don't start from scratch every Christmas and add that stress to your life. Make it easy on yourself to replicate what you've done before. And that's one of the secrets to finding more time with your family and enjoying the true meaning of what Christmas is really all about. For more tips to make this Christmas season less stressful, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, we're into the postseason of high school football, and with your high school football report, here's Zach Taylor.
The College Station high school football team continues its historic playoff run tonight as the Cougars square off with Fort Bend Marshall in the 5A regional finals in Prairie View. Now for a scouting report of the Buffaloes, here's Cougs head man Steve Huff.
Every year you'll see a team get hot in the playoffs and make a run in there, And so, there's no doubt this is that type of team. You know, they're able to strike off and strike quick, and defensively very, very solid. So, you can see why they've made this type of run.
Coach Huff and the Cougars come into tonight's game with a perfect 13-0 record and fresh off a 52-28 win over Port Neches Groves. Meanwhile, the Buffs are 11-2 on the year and got the better of another CSISD school, A&M Consolidated, last week, 28-21. Kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock at Blackshear Field at Prairie View A&M University, with pregame starting at 6:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In college football, undefeated and 13th-ranked Western Michigan takes on 8-4 Ohio tonight in the Mid-American Conference Championship. Meanwhile, the Pac-12 Championship is tonight between once-beaten and 4th-ranked Washington and number 9 Colorado, which is 10-2. For Washington, a win bolsters its chance of remaining in the top 4 of the college football playoffs. For Colorado, a victory sends the Buffaloes to the Rose Bowl. The Buffaloes haven't been to a bowl since 2007. Right here at home, Texas A&M University President Michael Young said football coach Kevin Sumlin had, quote, by far the best record of any coach who has moved a team from a less challenging conference to a more challenging conference. Young expressed full support for his school's football coach Kevin Sumlin on Thursday, though he stopped short of promising that Sumlin would be back to coach the Aggies in 2017. Meanwhile, the 2016 NCAA Volleyball Championship first round gets underway tonight at Gregory Gym in Austin, Texas, where Texas A&M will be facing SMU. The match will be followed by a first-round matchup between number 4 seed Texas and at-large selection from the Big 12 Conference and the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. The two winners will meet in the second round Saturday at 7 p.m. at Gregory Gym. In the NFL,
and Prescott throws a quick screen to the left flat, to the 5, to the pylon. Dez Bryant's in for the touchdown.
that took one play.
Thursday night football saw Dez Bryant catch four passes for 84 yards in the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, helping the Dallas Cowboys win their 11th straight game with a 17-15 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Danielle Hunter had two sacks, and Kai Forbath kicked three field goals for Minnesota, which has lost six of the last seven games after a 5-0 start. In the NBA, Kemba Walker scored 18 points, and the Charlotte Hornets beat the Dallas Mavericks 97-87 last night for their third win in the last four games. Meanwhile, in Oakland, James Harden notched his fourth triple-double of the season with 29 points, and the Houston Rockets outlasted the Warriors 132-127 in double overtime. The game ends Golden State's 12-game winning streak. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. We're talking with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. And before we hop into talking about your kids, which is one of your favorite topics, I know, what is our deal of the day today, man?
2015 GMC Yukon for $38,888.
And now, on to the chillies.
Yeah, man.
So you guys went through football and volleyball, and I know that's done. The high schools are still playing, but the little ones aren't. What have they moved on to? Basketball now?
Yeah, Hunter is on the 7th grade B team there at CSMS. Reese is playing in the Boys and Girls Club over in Bryan.
Oh, cool.
They're both, they're doing great, man. Reese had like 10 points the other night. I was all proud.
There you go.
Hunter scored and they won. And, you know, so it was a good night at the Vivaldi house.
I bet it was.
Those nights when it doesn't go their way, it's not always the best ride home, but
are they
part of it.
I don't want to say sore losers, but do they take it bad?
They're pretty competitive, man. So it's not.
Well, I guess they come by that honest, though,
yeah,
don't they?
Usually the ride home is kind of rough. It's kind of quiet in the truck until somebody says something, then it's on.
So if you want to see pictures of the kids on his desk, head out to Navasota for Team Ford of Navasota, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, we have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget, so feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-1154 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-1154 or online at barkerservices.com. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License TACALA 28101C.
So obviously we're talking a lot about the holiday season, and the last thing you want to be thinking about whenever it's the holiday season is whether or not your buying or selling of your house is going to go well. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates, and I can tell you right now, Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates can alleviate that stress for you and make the experience a whole lot better. They've got a whole team of people over there who can help make it better for you, and in fact, that whole team mentality thing doesn't mean that they're just going to hand off your project to somebody else. No, that means they're all going to work together to make that process better. Like I always talk about the stagers, you know that. It's a group of people who have an entire 8,000 square foot warehouse full of stuff that they can put in your house if you're selling it that will make photographs pop and make it look great. If you're buying a house, you're going to want to know what you can do to get the best deal for your house. Well, Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are the people who can help you out with that. So get in touch with them. Check them out online, ZA Real Estate.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW is about 3 minutes till. So they apparently thought about putting cameras on the officials for this college football championship game in the Big Ten championship.
Why?
During Saturday's Wisconsin football game, one official presiding over the contest wore a hat with a GoPro embedded in it, or will.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently a trial run deemed enough of a success that they will fit officials with that this Saturday, and they will be filming for a much bigger audience, a nationally televised Big Ten championship game at Fox. Okay.
I don't see anything good coming out of this.
Yeah. So they tried one. I don't either. This is part of a new deal between Fox Lab and the high-tech camera company, and the footage will be used by Fox to show on its broadcast and its social media accounts.
So we can show that the ref didn't see anything and
right.
still made a call.
Exactly. I mean, it.
Really, there's no good reason
I guess
for this.
Pylon cam is okay, you know, when they do that, where they put a camera in the pylon.
I think it's kind of cool, especially when the guy's running, like, right at it and
knocks it
over.
But if we're talking about missing a call, it's not a good.
Or, you know, it'll prove he wasn't looking at the right thing or, you know, his head wasn't pointed in the right direction. The only cool thing that could come from it is if he gets nailed by a player.
Oh, listen to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Those are fun to watch all the time.
Unless it happens to you. Which
yeah, that's why I'm not a football official.
Yeah. Well, I was a cameraman on the sideline, and I met a defensive back from Air Force Academy one time.
Nice,
that way.
Nice. Well, he take you out to dinner.
Well, no, what was interesting is that they double shot at it, so on the sportscast that night, they had the shot from up in the press box that showed me getting bowled over.
Took him out all right, but
they enjoyed. Yeah, they enjoyed that a lot. I thought that was really funny. But nonetheless, and you can't show the official when he's running, because then you'll get sick watching
that. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Anyway, that's one more thing. Oh, and the most interesting man in America, that guy, you know, he's got a new gig. We'll tell you about that in a little while. In the meantime, federal authorities in Australia joined forces with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to grant an unusual request for a 12-year-old cancer patient. The boy's wish was to, quote, blow stuff up.
Cool.
Yeah, exactly. So he got a chance to detonate some explosives at a training exercise. That's okay. That's what Make-A-Wish Foundation is for.
Wow.
Let kids have a good time.
Yeah.
All right, 51 right now. We got rain this weekend, like monstrous numbers, 90 and 100%. We'll see. 51 right now. WTAW College Station, Brian. It's 8 o'clock.